From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Still no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote at the UN Security Council, 15-0, for a resolution written by the United States that will place new sanctions on North Korea. The resolution to place those sanctions on the North is in response to that rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. Those tests show that North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a meeting with North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. On Saturday, ASEAN ministers expressed grave concern about escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula, including North Korea's intercontinental ballistic tests in July and two recent nuclear tests. Authorities in Nigeria said 11 people were killed and 18 others critically wounded in an attack on a Roman Catholic church in the southeastern part of the country, Anambra State. The governor, Willie Obiano, said the attack stemmed from a feud between members of the local community who were living outside Nigeria. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Kenya's Rift Valley was the epicenter of the 2007-2008 post-election violence. While there are few concerns about mounting tensions this year over the ongoing local races, residents have held youth marches and a special church service to remember the victims of the 2008 Kiamba Church massacre. As Mohammed Yusuf reports from Eldoret, voters go to the polls to choose a new president on Tuesday.
In 2007, a disputed presidential vote, communities turned against each other, more than 1,000 people died, and 600,000 people were displaced. Since the post-election violence, many things have changed. The two warring communities have reconciled and now support one candidate for the presidency, the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto. In this election, that unity will be tested as local races and politics take center stage. The International Crisis Group has warned of possible violence, saying the creation of new counties ruled by powerful elected local officials has increased the stakes of the political competition. ICG notes the task of reconciling the two communities is not yet complete, and unresolved historical grievances explain the tension that comes with election violence in Rift Valley region. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Eldoret, Kenya.
Israel plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network from the Jewish state. The communications minister, Ayub Kara, said he will revoke press credentials from Al Jazeera's reporters. That would prevent them from working in the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to shut Al Jazeera offices in Jerusalem last week. He accused the news network of inciting violence in the city, including protests of increased security at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a story that Al Jazeera covered. Venezuelan military leaders say they quickly put down an attack on a base in central Venezuela Sunday, which President Nicolas Maduro called an act of terrorism by rebellious former soldiers. Two of the attackers were killed. Venezuelan military officials say troops rushed in to restore order at the military base. Locals reported hearing gunfire coming from behind the walls. The collapse in global energy prices, along with government corruption, have destroyed Venezuela's oil-rich economy. Gasoline, medicine, and staple foods are now in extremely short supply. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA News Center in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.